Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think a lot of our patience is being tested right now. And it's not because of what's going on in the news, and it's not because of all the headlines. It's because some of us have an aversion to a person with laryngitis. How many of you would admit it, get annoyed when there is somebody next to you that sounds like this? I have to talk like this because I lost my voice. If I am around a person that does a forceful whisper, the hair on the back of my neck stands out. I can't stand it. Dr. Wax, I have laryngitis and I need to whisper. Nobody tells you to whisper when you have laryngitis. When you whisper, it can make it worse. Just don't talk. If you have laryngitis, don't talk. Okay? We don't want to hear you. All right? People with laryngitis are annoying. People with a change in their voice. Why do you think I annoy people all the time? Every now and then when I lose my voice, I annoy the hell out of how many people who listen to the show? Two? Yeah, I am one of the most annoying radio hosts out there because when I lose my voice, it's annoying. So when I hear somebody whose voice is all chirpy and interrupted, and then they add more insult to injury by, I'm going to try to accentuate the fact that my voice is bad by doing a frog voice. Stop it. You're ruining your voice. You're making your voice worse. If you got laryngitis, just shut the hell up. Just have a piece of paper saying, I'm resting my voice. It's all you have to do. Now, why is laryngitis such a big thing right now? Because I think that's Omicron COVID. Omicron COVID is making people lose their voice. And I am a little bit tense today because I have been seeing patients now for, I don't know, maybe over 1,000 days straight. I haven't taken a day off in 3 years. And the last 2 weeks has been laryngitis patients who lost their voice. And then they had the sore throat. And then they had the runny nose. And then they had the cough. And then they tested positive for COVID. And then, I didn't test positive for COVID. I tested negative for COVID. But, I mean, it's out there. All these people said, oh, I tested negative, but this person's positive. Everybody has it. COVID's been all over the place. In fact, maybe that's what we need to stop doing. Stop trying to hide your head and your laryngitis voice in the sand. All right? If you get it, you get over it, hopefully, and then we move on in 2 weeks rather than stretching it out. Do you guys remember the Eddie Murphy Delirious, where he said Aunt Bunny would fall down the stairs, and rather than doing a straight fall, she would be like, oh, Lord, help me, please, Lord, help me. You know, she'd be like trying to break the fall, making the fall longer. That's kind of what I think we're doing with COVID, is we're just extending the inevitable. We're just, we're saying, okay, well, put the mask on and stand over here by 6 feet and stand, and it's almost like, for me, I'm the type of person that says, okay, if it's going to happen, get it done. Get it done. I'm not good with procrastinating. I don't want to procrastinate. I want to know whatever's going to be an issue or whatever's going to, I'm going to have to deal with it now. That's why I got the hysterectomy. I knew I was going to need a hysterectomy. Get it out. All right? My vagina's going to be a happier girl, and that's what we want, right? Right? We want that happy. So for those of you losing your voice, you're probably like, okay, so what do I do? Well, why are you losing your voice? So Omicron. Okay, remember, the COVID virus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, it needs the ACE2 receptor in your cells to get into the cell. Well, ACE2 receptors, they're in your GI tract, they're in your respiratory tract, they're throughout your head and neck, and they're in your vocal cords. So even though we had people who lost their voice with COVID, early on in the pandemic in 2020. For some reason, there's, and we don't know why, and I can't explain it, but we are seeing more of a propensity towards a vocal cord involvement with this COVID. I'd rather be the vocal cords than the respiratory tree. You know, maybe that's why this is milder, because it's dealing with things that won't necessarily kill you. So with your vocal cords, you need your vocal cords to open and close and have a nice good seal when you try to do your phonics and work on your and express your sound. Well, when you have inflamed vocal cords, they don't close appropriately. When they don't close appropriately, it could mess with the sound. And in fact, it could interfere with the sound. So when you have vibratory interference and lack of closure with those cords, and I have some pictures up on this article I wrote, your voice is not going to come out properly. And so laryngitis is inflammation of the vocal cords. Now, your vocal cords are right in here, in this area here. So you have your thyroid cartilage, you got your vocal cords, you got your trachea that goes into your lungs. So it's kind of in the throat area. Now, when you have laryngitis, it isn't just hoarse voice. It could also be you sound like a frog, or you have a different tone to your voice. You could have neck pain. You could have neck stiffness. I don't like seeing people with a stiff neck, because that could be a sign of meningitis. But sometimes with laryngitis, you'll feel the inflammation all throughout, and your neck could be sore. You could get some swollen glands, sore throat. You could even have a dry cough. So these are things that could imply that you are going to have some issues with your voice. So what do? Well, you rest the voice. Okay, if your vocal cords are inflamed, you rest your voice. I mean, I need to yell at the kids, I need to yell at my husband, I need to yell at the cats and the dog, and I need to tell everybody to quit going to pee-pee house to help with the dishes and things like that. But when your voice is out, it's difficult to do. So you write, you text. I mean, I texted my son yesterday to wash the dishes. I didn't get an answer back. So now I'm going to probably do it in all caps. We all caps in my family, but my mama all caps, then, you know, you're in trouble. So I'm going to give him an all caps text, and I think he's going to imply that mommy's mad, and I'm going to add some extra exclamation points. But if you have lost your voice, or you are losing your voice, in addition to voice rest, you need to hydrate, okay? Dry throats don't help. It, in fact, can inflame inflammation. You want to humidify. So humidify your air. Do salt water gargles. Now, don't try to aspirate fluid, of course, but you definitely need to get your fluids in. A lot of people say, well, give me a Medrol dose pack. Sometimes we use steroids for chronic, but most laryngitis resolves on its own. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So today is January 6th. And January 6th marks the one-year anniversary, and I guess now we are going to probably be having yearly anniversaries for the Capitol riots. And it has, I think, hijacked most of the news headlines and most of the news attention and focus today. And I think some people are taking huge advantage of the situation. I think others are just... done with the whole subject, and others want answers as to, you know, how did this happen, why did it happen, and so there's obviously a wide array of mixed emotions when it comes to January 6th. You have some thinking that that are of the belief that we had a president that was very upset that he lost, didn't didn't believe the election results and sicked his supporters on to the vulnerable lambs of Congress to destroy them, kill them, hang them. And we had a president that was had the power and the momentum to do that. You have others that say, look, but there was obviously signs of cheating. There were dead people who voted. There was a lot of discongruities, and people were ticked. They did not want the election to move forward until somebody looked into it. People stormed the Capitol. It could have gone bad. It could have gone bad and sideways, a whole bunch of different ways. It luckily didn't get worse, and let's move on. So, I'm mixed with how I feel about it because I can definitely see both sides. I was nervous when I was watching it. You know, when you saw people storm the Capitol, I mean, at first you heard that, you know, there were some people just kind of waving and smiling and going, we're here and we're in our, you know, red, white, and blues, you know. But then, women got shot and killed. Then you saw people getting attacked. And you know, it could have gone, a riot is never good. No riots or chaos or violence should ever be, relished or celebrated, because obviously, you know, there are innocent bystanders. The message doesn't get across. And January 6th, for those people who think that we really need to do a much better job of not throwing together an election haphazardly with mail in ballots and registrations and all sorts of things that we're still hearing are happening, even for the upcoming election, where people are using other people's addresses to register, and there's one person in town that I think has about 40 different people where mail is coming to him, and they've used that address for registration. There's all these reports of BS happening that January 6th kind of, in a way, took away from the conversation that we need to have, that, look, the mail-in ballots that were thrown together left a lot to be desired and probably didn't have all the integrity it should have. But no, because of what happened with January 6th, the political powers that be can change the narrative, can refocus attention off of what needs to be done. For those people that supported what happened January 6th, there are people that supported. Did they support that they wanted the Capitol stormed? No. Many of them want some conversation or some reevaluation of how elections are going to be done in the future, because you can't have things mailed. You can't have people access your ballot. There's videos of ballots that were sitting there in boxes after the election that were finally being, I guess, accepted and taken in. And, you know, I don't think a lot of those videos were fake. I think that, you know, once they called the election, they were like, that's it. There was too many ballots. There's just too many pieces of paper out there. It wasn't organized like we used to have organized, where you went in and you did you voted. You walked in, you did your vote, one vote per person, and then you leave. So, you know, I also am not, you know, an idiot either. You know, when Donald Trump does not like to be fired. And so when he had to take a loss and he, you know, didn't want the country to think that he was fired and kicked out, seeing tens of thousands of people come to his rally, come to his speech, it's flattering. So I am sure he was flattered by people, you know, contesting the election results, contesting that his outing was at all legitimate. And so he was probably flattered by it all. But what are we doing to move forward? Because I don't ever want to see anybody shot or killed. I don't want to see our political figures in danger. They are doing a job, or they are supposed to be doing a job representing us. We don't want people to fear being a politician or being a representative of us. And then that starts to destroy our democracy. It's all about our democracy. We do need to reevaluate how we do elections, and we do need to reevaluate the mess that we're seeing, where some people aren't getting mail-in ballots and some people are getting two, and people are voting for their dead spouse and getting caught. I think we just had somebody in Nevada get busted for voting for their dead spouse. We know there's fraud in elections. Anybody who says the election was fraud-free is lying. But we cannot use January 6th as a distraction on, okay, well, because this is what happened and this was bad. Nobody bring up any lack of election integrity, because then that looks like you're a riotous, an insurrectionist, a fascist, a... No, we are allowed to talk about our elections. In fact, we should always be reviewing what is happening and ensuring that there's no fraud. Now, Kamala Harris had taken today to compare it to Pearl Harbor, September 11th. Don't be doing that. Don't be doing that. The thousands upon thousands of people who have died, 2,400 Americans died at Pearl Harbor, about 3,000 killed in the September 11th terrorist attack, and then thousands more in the aftermath. No. No, okay? I mean, we need to call it what it is. January 6th was, people were ticked. People were upset. People wanted answers, and they went too far. January 6th was also an example of us not being prepared from a Capitol standpoint with security, and our Capitol Police having very little and few resources when they needed them. I mean, January 6th is an example of a whole bunch of things that need addressing. And instead, it's just an anti-Trump fest right now, where I think Joe Biden was calling him, or just saying he was a defeated former president, refusing to accept the loss, bruised ego. You can rip on Trump all you like, but nobody is addressing what January 6th stands for. Right? People did not feel that this election was done properly. And they have a point when it was, you know, put together haphazard. If the Olympics could be put off until they could do the Olympics correctly, why wasn't there any even discussion of, look, maybe for the election, let's make sure everybody gets one single mail-in ballot. How are we going to prove to the American public that everything's going to be on the up and up? But no, the argument was, well, if there were any false ballots or incorrect voting, it was under the statistical significance range, where it would have had anything to do with the change in results, so just let it go. That doesn't sit well with people. It doesn't. Now, January 6th also is an example that we could at any time be just prime and brewing for a civil war. I mean, if people had no problem, you know, they don't have a job, or they're out of their job, or they feel that the government is not representing them, if they had no fear about going to jail and trespassing and going through barricades and rioting, and they felt they had that they had nothing to lose, that's also something that needs to be discussed. Where Americans were you know, ready to sacrifice the rest of their lives in jail for a cause. We're going to all day long hear, you know, people blasting Donald Trump, but I think people should also be, you know, addressing the real issues of what happened with January 6th. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A dishonest juror may have given defense attorneys for Ghislaine Maxwell a new trial after a juror said in media interviews that he was the victim of sexual abuse as a child, yet that information was not disclosed during jury selection. Maxwell was convicted last month on 5 federal charges, including sex trafficking of a minor. Prosecutors also asked Judge Allison Nathan to bring back the juror to question him about the comments. The Chicago Teachers Union has voted to close down in-class learning for our kids. In fact, some other school districts are staying closed, too, due to COVID-19. This seems to contradict what science and the White House are saying. Jen Psaki from the Lectern Wednesday.
As the president said yesterday, he wants schools to be open. We know they can be open safely, and we're here to help make that happen. Medical, scientific, and education experts that because of the historic work we've done, we are more than equipped to ensure schools are open.
USA Radio News. Even with all the masking, distancing, and pandemic precautions in California, the virus continues to have increased numbers.
California officials are citing what they refer to as an astonishing spike in coronavirus cases from overwhelmed hospitals. But the state's health director said Wednesday that additional restrictions are not being considered. California's confirmed cases have shot up nearly 500% in the last 2 weeks, and hospitalizations have doubled since Christmas to more than 8,000. State models forecast hospitalizations could top 20,000 by early February. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It should be noted, Dr. Fauci this week announced some hospitalization numbers may be inflated. As when someone breaks a leg or has an appendicitis and goes to the hospital for help, they're tested for COVID. If they test positive, they will be included in the hospitalization count because they were at the hospital when tested. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So you know I'm a big fan of football, so I watch football. I love football. But with football, the reason why I'm such a big fan of football is there are so many real-life applications. And so when there is drama in football, I always apply it to real life. Remember I told you guys how people who, you know football are good lovers? There's a lot of... I should go through that again. You know, how football and dating... you know, where, you know, you don't want to fumble and got to be careful of the interceptions and things like that. So, yeah, nice fresh set of downs. So we'll do that comparison. But right now, this is a little bit of corporate America with what we're watching right now with Antonio Brown. And, yeah, my nose is a little running. Antonio Brown of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So apparently we have a two sides to every story. And, you know, I have been a fan of Antonio Brown in terms of his athletic ability because I think he's been an amazing wide receiver. And I loved him on the Steelers. I was hoping to see him do more with the Patriots. And then there was obviously issues with the sexual harassment case. And then Tom Brady brought him with him to the Bucs because Tom Brady had brought him to the Patriots, then brought him to the Bucs. And so it was pretty exciting to see Antonio Brown because he is very good. And I loved his Super Bowl, his touchdown celebrations. I think he made touchdown celebrations famous. You know, he would twerk and do all sorts of stuff. And then, you know, the NFL would then say, no, can't be doing your touchdown celebrations like Antonio Brown does. So he has been kind of lightning rod for drama with the NFL. And then on top of that, him being accused by his former chef that his vaccine card was fake. So Antonio Brown just, you know, over and over and over again is in the news and has drama. So what happened on Sunday is while we were watching the Raiders game, and I guess the Buccaneers game wasn't playing at the time, or it was on, but we didn't have access to it, all of a sudden, after the Raiders game, we found out that Antonio Brown walked off. He took off his jersey, threw it, waved goodbye to everybody, kissed the fans, gave peace sign, and left. So we're like, okay, well, you know, here he is. He's being dramatic. He's walking off, all right? Well, we come to find out today that, no, there was a little, you know, the story went down a little differently. He got a quote-unquote dangerous painkiller injection. The coach, Coach Arians, knew of his ankle injury. He knew he might not be able to play. And that there was an interaction between him and the coach, such that the coach said, you're done, did like a cut across the neck, sort of like you're done, you're cut, and then Antonio Brown's like, well, see ya. So it's interesting how this is kind of coming out. I don't know what to believe. But this was Antonio Brown's statement. He said, first of all, I'd like to express my gratitude to the Bucs fans, my teammates. The Bucs helped me return to productive football after I had difficulties that could have ended my career. We worked together to resolve those difficulties, and I will always appreciate that. Being part of a Super Bowl champion team and then a contender is a dream come true. He said, I make mistakes. I'm working on myself, and I have positive influences around me. But one thing I don't do is shy away from playing hard on the field. No one can accuse me of not giving it my all every play. He said, because of my commitment to the game, I relented to pressure directly from my coach to play injured. Despite the pain, I suited up. The staff injected me with what I now know as was a powerful and sometimes dangerous painkiller that the NFLPA has warned against using. Now, he doesn't give us the name of that. Once we know what that painkiller is, I'll let you know. Thing is, as a painkiller, we tore it all. It could be a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. How are those dangerous? Well, they can irritate the kidneys. They can irritate the heart, but they're not supposed to be. I mean, Toradol injections are given commonly, you know, for injuries. I didn't give them because I had worked with somebody in an ER who said that when they did the injection, it put somebody into kidney failure, so they never gave Toradol injections. So I rarely did. I think that was the last time I even considered it. But it is a very commonly used injection. For many people, it has been safe. And so there's also opioid injections and there's steroids, you know. So, yeah, there's risks to everything. I'm just not exactly sure which one he's talking about. He said, I played until it was clear that I could not use my ankle to safely perform my playing responsibilities. On top of that, the pain was extreme. I took a seat on the sideline and my coach came up to me very upset and shouted, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I told him it's my ankle, but he knew that. It was well documented and we had discussed it. He then ordered me to get on the field. I said, Coach, I can't. He didn't call for medical attention. Instead, he shouted, you're done, ran his finger across his throat. Coach was telling me that if I didn't play hurt, then I was done with the Bucs. He said, I didn't quit. I was cut. I didn't walk away from my brothers. I was thrown out. Being fired on the sideline for having a painful injury was bad enough. Then came their quote-unquote spin. Coach denied on national television that he knew about my ankle. That's 100% inaccurate. And now he has revealed some texts, I guess, between him and the coach. He said, not only did he know I missed several games with the injury, he and I exchanged texts days before the game where he clearly acknowledged my injury. He obviously knew I was on the injury list, and the GM acknowledged after the game in text messages to my camp that I did tell coach about my ankle pain on Sunday. So he goes on and he says, they cut me, now they cage me. Instead of asking how I felt or getting to the bottom of it, the team texted my camp promoting a totally false narrative that I randomly acted out without any explanation. I don't know if this is him writing or if this is a lawyer, but it's very well written, and it could be him writing it too. But this, you know, whenever I hear the term narrative, that usually comes from somebody in the media or a lawyer. Most of us, when we talk, we don't really use the term narrative. They even told us in writing, don't spin this any other way. He says, I have stress. I have things I need to work on, but the worst part of this has been the Bucks' repeated effort to portray this as a random outburst. They are telling people that first I walked off, then I was cut. No, I was cut first, and then I went home. He said, they threw me out like an animal, and I refused to wear their brand on my body, so I took my jersey off. So, he on Monday morning, he had an MRI of his ankle. He has broken bone fragments stuck in his ankle. He has a ligament torn, cartilage loss, which are beyond painful. He said, you could see the bone bulging from the outside. He said, the MRI has been read by two top orthopedic surgeons in NYC, including Dr. Martin O'Malley Hospital for Special Surgery. He said, not realizing that I already had scheduled a surgery at HHS, the Bucks ordered me under penalty of discipline and within a few hours' notice to show up to a more junior doctor for another opinion. He said, what a joke. They're playing like I wasn't cut, giving me a surprise attack order to show up to another doctor with no reasonable choice. So this is interesting. He said, once my surgery is complete, I'm going to be back 100%. Looking forward to next season. Business is going to be booming. So, you know, I've always wondered how it works out with these teams. Okay, you know, football is a multi-billion dollar industry. And the NFL, it is a machine, maybe not the most well-oiled machine, but it is a machine. And it is corporate America. And you have players that get traded, that get paid a lot of money, that get cut. And it's all about the team and the team winning. All right? A team that doesn't win doesn't make money. Now, the NFL has had to, over the last decade or two, tripped on itself over safety measures in terms of concussions, in terms of mental health, you know, in terms of COVID. And so the NFL is making attempts to put patient safety first and player safety first. But I always wondered, how do they choose who's going to be the orthopedic surgeon? Do you as a player get to choose who your doctor is going to be? Now, obviously, it's in the NFL's best interest that you get better. But would the NFL ever choose speed over quality? You know, with this procedure, you are going to be back on the field quicker than if you did the more thorough procedure and be out for the season. I don't know. I've seen people out for seasons, and they've been out for seasons, and then the NFL says, all right, they're out, and then, you know, they'll play next year. But it's going to be very interesting to see how this unfolds. For now, I can't tell you what the injection was. I wish I could. 1-877-DOCTOR.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bye. right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I promise you guys I won't be talking about New Year's resolutions too much because everybody hates them. But some of you are going to drink less. You are planning on drinking less, going dry for dry January. And even though you have to be very, very careful going from drinking heavily to abruptly stopping, because we've spoken about withdrawal seizures, for those of you who don't drink heavily but are like, look, I'm going to cut my alcohol back, you know, less calories, you know, less risk of cancer, less risk of heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, good for you. But what are some options out there? How do you make, you know, dry January easier? So joining us next is John Walker, co-founder and head brewer of Athletic Brewing Company. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Hi, John. Are you there?
Well, yep. Can you hear me?
I don't know if our guest is there. I'm having trouble hearing our guest. Okay. Daniel, how we doing? Oh, I lost my producer also.
Sorry,
Oh, okay. Hey, John, are you there with us?
Give me one moment. I told you I'm going to rejoin you.
Okay. So anyway, all right. And, you know, when it comes to alcohol, I get it, guys, right? You know, I worked in a bar. I worked in a restaurant. And serving drinks, you got the mojitos, you got the beer, you got the margaritas, you got the Jamesons, you got the old fashions. We have made a world that just revolves around alcohol. And in movies and in advertisements, and I mean, just, you know, we have what we did with smoking, you know, we have done with alcohol. And so for those of you that are trying to go healthy and start limiting, you know, the drinking and try to get better night's sleep and get more control of your health, I understand how difficult it could be. I don't talk about this a lot on air because I haven't been in that position where I've been in a habit of something and then trying to break that habit, with the exception of food and chocolate. That's always difficult. Let's see if our guest is ready now. Do we have John Walker with us?
I am here.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, joining us next is co-founder and head brewer of Athletic Brewing Company. John, so thank you, and sorry for the discombobulated opening for you. Talk to us about Dry January.
Yeah, absolutely, and thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
Sure.
But yeah, Dry January, just like setting the goals in the new year, is just a way to help you achieve those goals and really, you know, help you reevaluate what you want to do in a peaceful, restful, kind of healthy state of mind. And what we aim to do at Athletic Brewing is make your Dry January easier, because we created a non-alcoholic beer that tastes just as good, if not better, than its alcoholic counterparts, just without the alcohol. So you can enjoy your party, you can enjoy your social occasion, you can enjoy your beer at the end of the day, but not feel the impact of alcohol. So we're just trying to make it fun, make it easy, and engaging.
And, you know, John, you bring up a fascinating point, because when I remember O'Doul's coming out, I think it was in the 80s or 90s, and people were saying, look, alcohol doesn't taste good, so what would be the point of a non-alcoholic beverage? But that's not why people drink. People drink for a variety of reasons. And the social component is huge, especially with work, with conventions, with, you know, when somebody, I remember when I was going through my, a lot of the marketing and corporate type stuff I went through with my career, if somebody ordered water or iced tea when everybody else ordered alcohol, it started to put a damper on that business meeting. And so people want to feel like they are, you know, a part of that social arena. And what are you noticing? What are some of the challenges people have when they try to go dry?
Yeah, no, you bring up a great point. And a lot of what we do in our work is found in just destigmatizing that that drink, that occasion. And so, what, you know, part of our process was to create, first of all, the liquid that would make people want to drink it and really enjoy it. And second of all, to make a brand and a message that was positive, inclusive, and aspirational. And that's kind of where the name Athletic came from. And so, you know, we're now changing the dialogue, and people are recognizing that they can go out there, they can get an Athletic and feel like they're part of the party. And because we're known for our quality and dedication to, you know, the best ingredients and great culture and giving back to the community, people just feel good about it. And it's hard to shame something that's just positive.
All right. Now, you know, you get some kudos, okay? So you've won medals. I mean, your team has won gold medals at the U.S. Open Beer Championship. You have had Craft Brewery of the Year. There's an art to, and I appreciate it because having worked in restaurants and bars, what sort of work has to go into, you know, coming up with not only a brew, but something that is award-winning?
An incredible amount of work, and you know, it's a huge testament to our team. We're operating on all cylinders. We've got an incredible team on both coasts who are dedicated entirely and exclusively to developing non-alcoholic beer and making it the best it possibly can be. And so without their hard work and without top-notch ingredients that we get, and our unique process, we wouldn't be able to accomplish that. But like I said, we, you know, 2 years ago we won the best in show at the International Beer Challenge, where we won the best beer out of the entire competition, alcoholic or non, which was great for us, great for general messaging about non-alcoholic beer, and really inspires other brewers to do great things and kind of sends a positive message to the world that it's here, it's real, it's delicious, and you're welcome to try it.
Absolutely. And, you know, John Walker, you and your team at Athletic Brewing Company, I have to give you guys kudos because, you know, there's been a lot of debate on how much alcohol is healthy, how much alcohol is safe, how much alcohol is not safe. And even though cardiologists and everybody goes back and forth going, well, you could have maybe a little wine or it's the resveratrol, for the most part, when it comes to beer, we don't really have a lot of consensus on beer being healthy. And so if somebody needs to swap out their beer for a non-alcoholic choice, I would support that for a health measure, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we can do side-by-side tests, blind taste tests, and more often than not, people will not know the difference between ours or the others. So we're really making it easy on those who want to switch or just take a break or even invite beer into more nights of the week. You know, if you're just drinking on the weekends, maybe you love beer and want them 7 days a week. Well, we can deliver that and the taste, and you're never going to know the difference. You'll just be happier and healthier.
So for Dry January, what other tips would you recommend our listeners in the last minute, you know, of the interview of, you know, how, you know, Dry January, that's rough. That's not the easiest resolution. What tips do you have for listeners?
You know, find a community that embraces this too. Friends that support you, get onto the forums. You can join our group. We've got an incredible cultural ambassador community. And, you know, there's always a place to find great people who are going to support this. You know, you can go to our website, check out all our ambassadors, all the cool things that we're doing. We've got great challenges around the country that you can participate in to make it more engaging and fun. So it doesn't have to be about what you're taking away, but what you're adding.
Exactly. And I got to tell you, I've seen bad livers, and I've seen the worst of it. So you're saving lives out there. John, thank you and your team. One more time, give people the website on how they can find out more information on your products.
Yeah, you can find us at athleticbrewing.com. And thank you so much.
Fantastic. Happy New Year. Can't wait to have you back. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLING.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.